You came upon me on a summer's day as I lay naked upon the rocks, my sealskin by my side. I saw the hunger in your eyes as you gazed upon my naked body. I confess I was curious. I'd never lain with a human before. My experiences lay solely beneath the waves. You came to me with strong arms and intoxicating touches. Your hands gripped my hips as you slipped inside me. Your fingers tangled in my wet hair as my body arched beneath you. A pleasure that was foreign to me overwhelmed my senses as you thrust into me. We moved in tandem with the ocean, two souls taking what we wanted from each other. My climax crashed over me as the waves crashed against my rocks. I felt safe in your arms. I fell asleep with the setting of the sun, my eyes dropping shut as the tide went out. When I woke at sunrise, I felt you looking at me. The hunger in your eyes had turned possessive, almost cruel. I moved to slip into my skin, to slip back into the ocean. But it couldn't. It was gone. My skin was nowhere to be found. Horrified, I turned to you. You stole my skin, trapping me in this form, leaving me beholden to you, barring me from the ocean. I let you under my skin. I gave you the gift of my body. And you take, and you take, and you take. I am of the ocean, and like the ocean, I was never made to be tamed. I was not meant to be kept. Dirt was dry and unfamiliar beneath my uncertain feet as you pulled me to your home. As you dragged me, I screamed and I wailed and I fought and I cried, but you refused to give me my skin. You dressed me in the garb of your people and called me your wife. You are lying to yourself, pretending we are in love. This twisted perversion isn't love. You take, and you take, and you take, and I have no choice but to give. You have my body, but you will never have my heart. My heart belongs to the water. You treat me well, as well as any jailer ever treated a prisoner. Your clothes feel foreign on my skin. Your food tastes wrong upon my tongue. You deny me nothing except the only thing I want. My skin, my ocean, my soul, my freedom. You keep a ship in a bottle on your mantle, and I am its mirror, trapped in a place I was never meant to be. I don't belong here. I spend days, weeks, months searching for my skin, for my freedom. I cannot find it. I cannot find myself. Rain lashes my skin as I run to my rocks. It storms around me as I scream my agony out to the waves, letting the sound get lost in the thunder of their movements. I resign myself to being your prisoner. I settle into the dull routine of this cursed land life. You take me when you want me and pretend this monotony is my choice. I cook your meals. I keep your house. I share your bed, and every night I run to the ocean. It tears my heart to be so close, but I can't stay away. Every month, on the full moon, I beg for my freedom, and every month you say no. The years pass, and I bear you three children. Children with eyes as starry as the sea, with hands and toes webbed to help them easily traverse her waters. My heart burns as I watch them swim, as they take the pleasure that you have denied to me. The children laugh as they try to pull me into the water. They don't understand how it burns my body to be near the sea in this form that doesn't belong to her. And I spend my evenings on the rocks where you found me, wrapped in these clothes that will never feel comfortable. I watch the waves as my heart beats to their rhythm. How cruel to keep me so close to the ocean, but barred from her touch, forever seeing my home, but not able to run to her, unable to lose myself in her currents. My pulse forever thrumming with her movements, my body forever pulled by her tides. It hurts to look upon what I've lost, what you've taken from me. My pulse bounds in my ears, waves crashing over me. It's here the children find me. With curious hands and furtive touches, they thrust a package into my hands. "We found this in the barn," they say. "What is it?" they ask. My fingers tremble as I fumble with the package. My soul is wrapped in simple twine and fabric. Tears leap to my eyes as my hands run over the half of me I've been missing all these years. Salt water runs down my face as I caress my skin. My first instinct is to leap into my skin, to leap into the ocean. But I catch the eyes of our children, and I know I have to explain. I have to say goodbye. I tell them it's nothing to worry about, and send them home. I stash my skin by the rocks, and I follow the path you once dragged me up as I return to the home you forced upon me. This time, my feet are certain. I lock myself in our room, and I write our children a letter explaining everything. You come home, and we force everything to be normal. We eat in silence. You're lost in thought, and I'm lost in memories of the ocean. I put the children to bed, kissing their foreheads, and slipping my leather under their pillow. come to you, to the bed we've shared these many years. I slip my clothes off and I let you see my naked body. Your breath catches just like it did that first day. I recognize the hunger in your eyes. I haven't come to you as an equal since that first time. I climb atop you, pushing you down into the bed. A moan escapes your lips as I sink down onto you. The wind rises, rattling our windows as again we move in tandem. My need is urgent, primal, as I ride you, taking my pleasure from your body. My nails sink into your skin as my pleasure rises. You spill your seed inside me for the final time as my orgasm crashes over my body. You drift into sleep with a smile on your face. You hold me in your sleep. You hold me tighter than usual. Does your body know this is the last time you'll touch me? I watch you sleep and contemplate revenge, contemplate your death. But then I think of our storm-eyed children. I'll already leave them motherless. I can't leave them fatherless too. You've been good to me in your way. But I was never meant to be yours. I was born to be wild and free, as untamed as the waters I call home. I run to the rocks like I do every night. Freedom awaits. I slip into my skin and I am overwhelmed in bliss. I dive into the ocean. She moves to meet me, recognizing one of her own. She caresses my body like a mother, like a lover, like a friend, like home. I spend hours dancing beneath the waves, reacquainting myself with my body. I twist into her currents, carrying myself to freedom away from the half-life I've led. That half-life you forced upon me. I let you under my skin, and you took, and you took, and you took. Maybe in the future, I'll let the waves carry me back here, that I might gaze upon my children from the safety of their embrace. But none of that matters right now. I'm home. I'm free.